Thank you, Mr. President. As previously outlined in written comments to you and through the ISU, I'd like to reiterate our reflections on this segment. Firstly, I'd like to reiterate my delegation's support for your efforts to bridge consensus on new language regarding the question of legally binding measures in paragraph 10. You know, we acknowledge those efforts to reflect the consensus of discussions over the last few weeks, and as other colleagues here have expressed, we believe that this can command consensus. And linked to that, with regard to Roman paragraph 2, our delegation also believes that the inclusion of the word verified and other alternate paragraphs suggested by other delegations also will be unable to command consensus. I'll quickly run through some other language which we are also unable to accept. Paragraph Roman 1, the phrase full and effective implementation. Paragraph 4, Roman 4, balanced and non-discriminatory. Paragraph 8, Roman 8, fully comply with. And with your permission, Mr. President, I'd also like to end by reiterating our firm support for the retention of paragraph Roman 15. It is vital that this is reflected in this section of the report. Thank you.